Welcome to the Getting Real with Hillary show, where ordinary heroes tell extraordinary stories during unique and never been heard before conversations with your host, Hillary Arno Burns. Hillary's unique listening and way of asking questions results in conversations that aren't usually talked about, so you can create the life that you really want but are afraid you can't really have. We are demonstrating the greatness in the human spirit and creating a world where we all reclaim our birthright of joy, happiness, purpose, and passion. Now, here's your host, Hillary Arno Burns. Welcome to the Getting Real with Hillary show, and I'm Hillary Burns, and today we have a very special guest. We have H. Demetrius Purefoy, who is a martial arts specialist with his own business. He was in the military, and he's now a movie star, and his movie is premiering this week. So welcome, Demetrius.
A martial arts specialist.
Hello. All right, you have to mute that other... If you have it on, Demetrius, can you mute the BBS on wherever you're playing it? No, not that one. Okay. Yeah, that's okay. You muted. So anyway, we're going to be talking to Demetrius about his military career, how he started his martial arts business. And before that, he was in accounting.
All right. Do you have the back feed again?
No, you're good.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. So welcome again, Demetrius. Yay.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's always exciting when you're live. So, hey, whatever. All right. So Demetrius, he was, this is what I've learned. So far, he was born in Stamford, Connecticut, and had kind of a normal life. And then he started his martial arts when he was age 16 or 17. He has three siblings, and he went right into the military, right?
Yes, I did.
Air Force.
Yes, I did. So I was born in Stamford, my parents and we all moved to Norwalk when I was around six or seven. So my upbringing was really in South Norwalk until after high school. And that's when I made a decision to join the United States Air Force.
Okay. And so they were going to send you to Texas, right? But you tell them about that story, because I don't know that most people would be able to do that. So go ahead.
Well, most soldiers, you know, a lot of them wanted to stay stateside. There's a few of us that really wanted to go ahead out and venture off. So I actually had orders to go to Texas. I was going to be stationed there. There was another individual who had orders to go to Okinawa, Japan. And when we spoke, I said, hey, look, we can make a deal. We can swap. You can stay here in Texas, and I'll take the orders to Okinawa, Japan. And that's what we did. So that's
and how did they let you do that? Like, was that okay?
I thought yeah, I mean,
got your orders. Yes, sir.
Well, remember, we're kind of just a number anyway, right?
So they said it was okay.
Long as they have a warm body that's capable, it didn't matter who it was.
Well, that's great. So you found martial arts in Okinawa.
No, actually, I found martial arts in South Norwalk, Connecticut. When I was in high school, where we lived, right next door to us and in our backyard adjacent, there was a gentleman who was practicing in his backyard. I was looking over the fence, believe it or not, just kind of like the movies. I was watching him over the fence, and we talked. And you know, from there, I ended up joining his school when I was about, I think it was 15 or 16. And that started my martial arts career.
And you always loved it. You loved
Yes,
it?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Okay. So
I
when you went to Okinawa, did you find, I mean, I don't mean you found it the first, but instead of Texas, you went there. You had told me because of the martial arts. Did you find, were you able to do it in Japan?
Absolutely. And that was the reason why I wanted to take orders overseas, because I wanted to go where my martial arts was founded, or so where it got started. And I ended up, luckily going to Okinawa, Japan, where they say is the heart of where martial arts started. So I did a lot of competition while I was there. From there, I spent 2 years there in Okinawa, Japan. And from there, I actually took a remote tour duty, and went to Korea, South Korea. South Korea is actually where the martial arts style that I practice, which is Tung Soo Do, actually comes from. So I spent my remote year there, and then I extended actually six more months there.
So what was the kind, and I'm not familiar with it, so what that you were doing in South Norwalk in Japan, was it not the South Korean kind?
No, it was the same kind. It was Tung Soo Do, Muay Thai, and that's what I studied when I started in South Norwalk. When I went to Okinawa, Japan, then I just competed in a lot of tournaments, and met up with a lot of martial artists, and kept my studies up there.
Okay. So you continued in South Korea, and then what?
I came back stateside. Came back stateside. I continued. I was actually stationed at Griffiths Air Force Base, upstate New York. So I continued my duties there until I got out of the military completely, which was 1995. And from there, I went on and kind of finished my associates. I started at Norwalk Community College, and I was studying business administration and accounting. I had made some credits while I was in the military, so they just transferred over, and I managed to make get a an associate's in business and associate's in accounting at Norwalk Community Technical College.
Okay. Now, why did you pick accounting? I mean, it sounds like you were just like this physical guy. Accounting seems more like, I won't say nerdy, but no, because I used to work for an accounting firm. So there's no offense meant, but like, how did you pick accounting?
I started off with business, and I found that some of the courses that I was taking in accounting, I was very strong in. So I just figured I'd do a double, and that's what led me into accounting, because I was strong in that area.
And
Not
did you enjoy
that I'm a nerd, but some
it?
people may say that.
No, you don't look like a nerd.
I'm kind of an introvert, so yeah,
Okay.
it suited me.
So you liked it. Okay, good. Good.
Yes.
You like the numbers. All right, good. So you got your associates, and then what happened?
I was going to continue, but I kind of sidetracked into business and a network marketing business, which was an incredible experience. That company was called American Communications Network. And believe it or not, we were saving people money on their long distance, which doesn't even exist anymore. That's how technology is. So,
Did you make money in it?
yes, I did make money in it. I mean, I didn't get wealthy, but
Right.
I did make money. But if it's not government regulation, then it's technology that can change everything at the drop of a dime. And that kind of led me across the states to Colorado and to California, where I spent some time. But then I decided to come back to Bridgeport. Well, that's where I came back. I came back to Norwalk, but I actually moved to Bridgeport. And that's where I started to complete my bachelor's in accounting at Southern Connecticut State University.
Okay. So you finished that, and then you started your own accounting firm, right?
I wished, but no, I didn't. I landed a job at Stargaz Partners. They also are petro oil company. So I was there for a couple of years, and they were in Stanford. They are in Stanford, and I went to another company, that called me up and moved quite a few of us over. That company was called Premcor Refining Group. They're a refining company. My business in that was accounting, tax accounting. So that's what I specialized in. But I was with that company for a few years. And the thing that happens to a lot of folks happened to me. The company was sold. Company was sold. It turned out to be a Fortune 500 company, so it became a good look for a lot of investors. So they were sold, and some of the workers stayed. I decided that I was going to take my severance and do something where I could never be left
Sold
out.
again.
Yeah, sold again. Left out in the cold. So I started own business, and I started with martial arts, which was something that I loved and was really just a part of my life.
So you started your own company, right? And why did you pick Bridgeport instead of
Well,
Norwalk?
before I started the company, it was just a move that myself, my mother, she wanted to move from Norwalk also. It was the housing was not as expensive as the other houses south of Bridgeport. So we chose Bridgeport, and we got started. And hey, I mean, it worked out. I'm here. It's been about 20 plus years, and the business is still moving despite some, COVID and other things.
Wow. So that's great. Okay. I'm thinking, which way are we going to go? All right. So I know you've been in the movies and you want, why don't we talk about how you help the kids there and Bridgeport itself? I like what you were saying about that earlier, that you
Okay.
make a difference in Bridgeport. And I don't know, maybe some of the listeners are familiar with Bridgeport, maybe they're not. But can you talk about how you're making a difference there?
Absolutely. The school, Pure Martial Arts Fitness Academy, it really is helping the youth here in Bridgeport, because in martial arts is just like the military, martial meaning military. The characteristics of the military is brought into the martial arts, especially at my school. The structure of discipline, respect, integrity, confidence, and leadership. So those things, come first, so to speak, instead of the kicking and the punching. Many people think that martial arts is just about kicking and punching, and it's not. It's about the introduction of characteristics that help a person become better, the best version of themselves.
Now,
So,
when they, can I ask a question? When they
sure.
start with you, and maybe they've never experienced, I don't know, maybe they have, but maybe they haven't had any discipline, respect, any of that stuff that they haven't been taught. Are they resistant or are they happy to learn it? When they're, I'm assuming they start with you young.
Yes, they start with me young. No, they're very happy. They're very happy to learn. Martial arts is kind of a fun thing to do. They see it on TV, so they come in excited, and we kind of play into that. But the work begins a little later. So they could be happy in the beginning, but then as we start to work harder, they start to understand that it's not all fun. There's work involved, and they become more attached to it.
So, what would be an example of teaching them, discipline or leadership? Can you think of one? Here they are, just happy kids, all excited, wee, 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 wee. And
Well,
what would be an example of teaching them that?
when a student starts in our program, they start as a white belt, okay? As they develop and move up the ranks from white belt to yellow belt to orange belt, green belt, red, and then black, as they move up that rank, just like in the military, a person may come in as a private or a second lieutenant, they will move up the ranks. And through that process of moving up, They're learning discipline. They're learning structure. They're learning leadership because as they move up, they actually become seniors, senior ranking students, and they have lower ranking students that that are following them. So we always say you have to lead by example. And I believe that that is the essential part of the martial arts, not the kicking and punching. It's what they're learning as they start to develop and move up the ranks and have to take on lower belts and show them techniques and lead by example with their respect even further, I've gone into the public school systems and I've done bully prevention, anti-abduction at many of the schools here in Bridgeport. So I get to see a lot of kids and see the difference that martial arts makes versus not. I don't know if that answered your question, but.
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking, like, what if, we talk to a lot of teachers, and it seems like they're having, I don't know if it's more behavioral problems than they used to, but I'm just thinking, if this just wasn't in your studio, but in the schools with everybody, think about what a difference the next generation would be.
I say that all the time because in Korea and a lot of the schools in Asia, martial arts is like physical ed. It's
Wow.
part of the curriculum. So that actually, you've got all the students participating in a physical ed that capitalizes on discipline, that capitalizes on respect, that capitalizes on integrity. So yeah, imagine what that would look like here.
Yeah, I had some guest on, and they were talking about, it used to just be in the schools, like citizenship. Like, what does that mean? Being an American, freedom, respecting the, all that. It just used to be part of our curriculum. And
Right.
like, where did it go? Like, what happened? When did things change?
I think
So,
social media changed that.
yeah. Well, I wonder if we can bring it back. Right? I mean,
That would be great.
think about it. Think about it. You're
I
already
know.
doing it on a small scale. How do we get this on a bigger scale, right?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've thought about it many times. That's one reason why I go into the public school systems and bring some of that that characteristic to the students. And
Yeah.
out of that, they see it, they like it. Some students join and then they let their little light shine in the community. And that's what's
Yeah.
all about.
Because you hear I hear, I don't know if it's true, but oh, some kids are just bad. Some kids are bad behaved. But you know what? If they had something like this, would that alter that bad? You know what I mean? Like transform it because now they have something else to focus on. And I don't know what makes them bad. Maybe they're bored, maybe they're whatever, maybe, but like, I don't, I heard someone else say kids are inherently good.
That's
They're
right.
not trying to be bad.
Absolutely.
And if you understood why they're doing what they're doing, you could see that. But
That's
if
right.
you just label them as bad, then that then those kids now live into that. And
I think.
that's what they call themselves because that's what they were called, as opposed to living into what you're providing. It just gives them a whole different future, which is so much more powerful and empowering, you know?
I definitely understand. I definitely agree. It's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
Definitely agree.
Okay. Whew. Yeah. Well, I'm inspired by what you're doing for Bridgeport and for the kids. We could take our commercial break, but before we go there, I want to tell you about our sponsor, which is KokoriApp.com. And what they're bringing into schools is experiential social emotional learning, which, like what you're doing, it's a little like it, but it's a different form, and they use play to teach the kids. So the kids play, you know, it's actually, they actually experience these behaviors. You know, they do a play activity and then they reflect on it and they see, well, I didn't like when they do that, and they learn how to communicate and they learn how to bring kindness and get out of their own head, and they become a community which
That's
is
awesome.
well behaved. Yeah.
That's
So anyway,
awesome.
you'll see the commercial, but it's really, you know, it's kind of like you both are coming at it from different perspectives, but with the same purpose,
Same goal, yes.
to
Absolutely.
create, you know, leadership in youth and powerful children, you know. So anyway, if we're ready to go to the commercial break, we can do that, and then we'll be right back.
Do you ever feel like you can't say what you really want to say? Or that you're stuck or in a holding pattern in your relationships, career, personal life, or finances? Are there things you want in life that you've given up on? Are you resigned that this is as good as it's going to get? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then Hillary Burns, host of the Getting Real with Hillary Show, has the solution you need. Hillary is a published author of 3 books and has a program called the Getting Real Process. This process frees you from what is holding you back, allowing you to create a life you love. Don't believe it? It is hard to believe that it could work, isn't it? The proof is that hundreds of Hillary's clients have used the Getting Real process and are now free to create whatever they want in relationships, career, finances, enjoying life, or just loving themselves more. So go to realtalkwithhillary.com and order Hillary's book, Real Talk, and set up a conversation.
Has social-emotional learning become just one more thing on your teachers' plates? Do teachers and students both find it boring and ineffective? Then bring Kikori to your school. Kikori transforms classrooms through experiential SEL activities that help students play, reflect, connect, and grow. Even better, students say it's more fun than recess. Schedule a no-obligation conversation at kikoriapp.com/bringkikori. KIKORI.
Well, thank you as always to our sponsor, KikoriApp.com, experiential social emotional learning platform. And I just have to plug my books because I can. Oops. Let's see. Oh no. Well, almost. It's not working. Okay, there's one. It's my memoir, The Second Piece of French Toast. And that one talks about where I was stuck and how I got out. And, you know, I wrote it to inspire other people who may feel that they're stuck. And you're not allowed to judge me. That's what I always say. And then let's see if I can show this one. This one is called Your Bullshit is Your Blessing. This was techniques that I learned for getting from the what I called the dark side of life to the light, where it's way more fun. So that one, Your Bullshit is Your Blessing. If you find yourself on the other side of life where you don't really like to be, it's how to get out faster to the fun side. And then this one is called Real Talk. Let's see, there we go. And this one is also if you were like me, whoops, and couldn't speak up. I just didn't even know I wasn't, and how when I started having a much more empowered and fun life too, because I started asking for what I wanted and saying what I didn't like, which I had never done before because I was a people-pleasing, pleasant phony who was always fine. That's fine. Anyway, it changes your life. So check out those books if you have any of those issues like I did. And now we're back with H. Demetrius Purefoy. Okay. Now, one question before we go into your movie career. Do you also teach adults or is it just children?
It's mainly youth, but we do have some adults that are actually involved in our program, and the adults that we do have involved have children in the program. I prefer the family oriented space, so
Okay.
it's mainly the adults of the children that are in the program.
Cool. So you teach them what you're teaching the kids?
Yes, but at a little higher level.
Yeah. But I mean, do you find that they also need the structure, the discipline, the leadership, or would you say they're cooked? They're baked already.
You know that old saying, right? You
What?
can't
No.
teach old dog new tricks. Well,
Okay.
I don't believe in that. Anybody can learn. Anybody can learn new tricks. But no, for the most part, no, adults are fine. Adults are
Yeah.
fine.
Okay. All right, cool. All right. So now, how did you start? I mean, unless there's something else you want to talk about with the martial arts, and I know your movie does involve that, but how did you get involved with this movie?
It started when I opened up, or when I bought my new location, which is the building that I have my new second location in, which I had two locations, and I don't know if I should jump to that first.
Sure.
Okay, I had a location on Main Street in Charles that I was renting. And that was the kind of the flagship for my school. In 2016, I was able to buy a building, 3,000 square foot building, and open up a second location. Around that time, 2016, 2017, a gentleman came to my school, and he wanted to utilize the school for working out. He said he was from out of the country, and we talked. He explained to me, that he was involved in movies and he just needed a place to work out while he was here. So I said, yeah, no problem. So we actually became quite good friends and worked out together over the years up until 2021. 2021 is when he said to me that he had a position. Jumping back though,
Were you working out as martial arts?
as martial artists, yes,
That's what you
together.
were doing. Okay.
But
That's
that
what you
was
were
the same year that I closed down my first location
doing.
because of the complications, of course, of COVID, and as well as I had a personal injury that and COVID that landed me in the hospital. And that landed me in the hospital for 30 days, of which I wasn't sure if I was going to make it or not. But when I was in the hospital bed, December of 2021, the producer of the movie, his name is Angel Valerio Jr., he called me up. It was about 2 days after I was out of sedation. And he said, "Hey, how you doing?" I said, "Oh, I'm not doing too well." Explained it to him, but he said, "Well, look, I've got a part for you in a movie. Oh, you don't know how my everything just dropped because I had a hand injury. I had lost about 30 pounds. I was very frail. And he said, "Well, listen, as long as you can get your legs back, you'll be fine." So I was in awe, but at the same time, I had a long road of recovery ahead of me.
How did you get hurt? How did you get hurt?
I had COVID and I was sick and I decided to go practice. I decided to go kind of work it off, so to speak. And I was using one of my swords that I had really sharpened. When I was using the sword, I actually slipped and I cut myself, and it was a very bad cut. And not only that, I was at the lake and I fell in the water. It was just ugly. It was just ugly. But I was blessed because everything turned out to go forward. I got this call. That was a call that said, "Look, your job is not done. I still got something for you." So I was blessed, and I looked at that as a new start. And
Was it something to look forward to that got you motivated to get better?
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think I was motivated anyway to get better. I on my wall, I said a winner never quits and a quitter never win in our school. So I'm always in belief of that. You know, it's not over until it's over. So I knew that I had a destiny. And 2022, I spent that full year recovering. And in 2023, if things couldn't have gotten worse, I lost my mom in March 2028. I'm sorry, March 28th, 2023. But my mother played a huge role in my school, my success. You know, she was my best fan, my best friend, best fan. She was in the school with me when I started in 2006. She used to be part of the summer camp program. She would help out every chance she had. And in 2023, March, I actually found her in her house because she lived alone. And you know, she was gone. So that compiled on top of my accident and moving forward to get better. It was tough. It was a tough time. It was a tough
But she
time.
wasn't sick. That was sudden, right? Like,
No, she wasn't. We believe that, you know, it was an accident. She was a diabetic, but she was well. I had seen her the night before. I left her at 11 p.m. and then that next day around 12 p.m. is when I found her. So,
oh.
we're not sure what happened. Whether it was a heart attack. We're not sure. But I found her in the bathroom.
Oh,
So
sorry.
that year, and she knew that I was going to be in the movie. So for her, this, and for me, this was a huge deal because, you know, we always want to impress our moms. Our moms are our confidants and everything. Anything that happens in our lives, who do we go back to? Go back to mama. Tell mama about it. Okay. Not to say that my dad wasn't there. My dad is here in Bridgeport and we're together all the time as well. But you know, he was a working man. So in 2023, I had to deal with the loss of my mom. But at the same time, that July, I flew out to California. Flew out to California for the first filming of the movie, along with my son and one of my students. It was really tough knowing that I finally reached a position and doing something really, really unique and incredible, and my mom wasn't going to be here to see it. But you know, we moved on, we pushed forward, and in July. That year, I think it was June or July, we went to California. We filmed the fighting parts of the movie. And that's where things changed for me because I was only supposed to be a fighter in the movie with no dialogue. And the producer had a gentleman, well known. Cunningham. He was a kickboxer, elderly. He's elderly now. I think he's in his 60s or 70s, but he couldn't make it. He could not make it to the filming and he couldn't play the part, which was the mentor of the main character in the movie, Edens, which happened to be the producer and my friend, Angel Valeria Jr. So he asked me, he said, listen, you know, I know what you do at your school. I know the character development that you provide and the students, how you work with your students. This part is right up your alley. Can you do it? Of course. Of
Wow.
course. Now, no acting, no experience in acting. No experience in acting, first time being in a movie, but I thought, one day maybe it'll happen since I know this guy that who has made several movies and comes to Bridgeport every so often. I let him utilize the school. So I said, one day maybe it'll happen. I never thought that it would happen while I was on the hospital bed. But anyway, I got the script and I started training for the script. I brought in my son, my older son, who was the senior belt at my martial arts school, Malcolm Lee Purefoy. He's a third degree, and he came out and he's in the movie as well as a fighter. He
Wow.
just graduated that summer, 2023, from Full Sail University in Florida as a broadcaster.
Oh.
And he's now working at ESPN in Bristol. So he's back in Connecticut. So
Cool.
I'm really excited about that. But anyway, he's in the movie as well as a fighter. And a funny story, when he was in the ring fighting against the main character, who was Edens, Angel Valerio, he did a technique where he jumped up and kneed him in the face. And I thought for sure he was hit. It was such great acting. I couldn't believe it. Such great acting. Being a martial artist and seeing techniques delivered, even I was worried on that one. I said, my son, I went to my son, I said, "Hey, look, are you okay? Did you feel that?" "No, I'm fine, Dad. It was just acting."
Wow, that's
So
amazing.
that you'll oh, it was great. It was great. It was really a great moment. But I have another student, Mark Jones Jr. He's in the movie. He flew out, and he's in college. I trained him since he was 10. He's 21, 22, and he's getting ready to graduate from Southern Connecticut University as well. So it's really exciting, and they'll be at the event, the upcoming event.
Oh.
From there, we came back to Bridgeport, and filming started in February of 2024, January, February, for the drama scenes, the dialogue scenes. So we filmed in Brooklyn, the Bronx. There's a couple of scenes, I think, in Manhattan, and then a lot of scenes took place right here in Bridgeport, and that's what makes this a very sweet moment, because Bridgeport is being put on the map. There's a lot of iconic scenes in the movie that people will recognize, and the actors are coming right out of Bridgeport. Students right from the public Bridgeport school system are in the movie. A martial arts school that's been operating for 20 plus years right here in Bridgeport. And the movie won Best Film International at the Toronto International Film Festival, of which we went to in September of last year.
Wow.
Sorry to run on like that, but it's exciting.
No, it's exciting. So, okay. So if they want to see it, I know you gave us so there's going to be a premiere, and if you're watching this live, you still have a chance if you're in the Connecticut area to get to the which theater is it?
It's the Klein Memorial Auditorium, 910 Fairfield Avenue in Bridgeport.
And
And
that's this Friday, which is the 31st, I think.
yes.
So you can, how do they get the tickets again?
You can go to www.p is in Peter, UGILIST dot P is in Peter, MAFA.com. That's www.pugilist.pimafa.com. And
Okay.
I must say that it was my first time at the Klein Memorial when I set this up back in December. And I was shocked. As long as I've been in Bridgeport, it's a beautiful place. Since then, I've gone to three events just to kind of get an idea of what it was like. And it's been incredible. The auditorium is very large. It seats over 1,000 people, and the acoustics is great. So I'm excited. Really looking forward to it.
And they're showing the movie, right?
Yes, we will be showing the movie there. There's a red carpet that starts at 7 o'clock.
Wow.
Doors open at 6:30. I'm sure there's going to be people dressing to impress because, like I said, my first red carpet was in Toronto when I went in September. I was flabbergasted. I was flabbergasted. So for Bridgeport, we got a red carpet here. It's going to be awesome. The surrounding cities, come check it out. The movie won Best Film International. It's not just a fight story, it's a love story. It's the character who is Edens, who recently had gotten out of jail, is trying to find redemption, and he falls in love with someone, and he's fighting between his past of fighting and his love for and his new love. So it'll touch many people across the board. The martial artists, the drama seekers, the suspense seekers,
The love story
the
people.
oh yes, the love story people, absolutely. And then there's a
If they're not in the area and they can't get to Bridgeport, how can they see it? Are there other opportunities?
the producer and the director are actually in deals now with a couple of I think it's what is it? Amazon Prime. So they're working something out with Amazon Prime. Okay.
Okay, cool.
I think it will be they'll have something concrete after the premiere. Or there might be an announcement. I think the producer said he's going to be announcing where they'll be able to see it.
Okay, so but you'll update us on your
Absolutely.
www.pugilist.pmafa.com. So you
Yes.
can go there for updates on how to find the movie. It sounds really great. So, all right, in our final minutes, I know we were talking about, what different, I mean, obviously you've had, you've been an accountant, you've been in the military, you've run a school, you're now an award-winning movie star, right? And
Let me clarify that real quick now. I'm not a star. It's
come
my first
on, go with this,
involvement.
go with
The
this.
star of the movie is Angel Valerio Jr. I'm just an actor that's playing a part from the local area.
All
But I just wanted
right.
to make sure that because I'm from Bridgeport and we're involved and the students are involved, I'm really pushing to make this known. Because it
Right.
was a local win for Bridgeport.
Right. And you had said, when we had talked earlier, and I said, what's the difference that you were trying to make? And you said, Bridgeport sometimes gets a bad rap, has a negative connotation. And what you're trying to do is to change that
Absolutely.
with what you're doing.
Whenever we go out, we demonstrate at parades, the Juneteenth, the Puerto Rican Day Parade. Every year, we do demonstrations in the parks at different events, and anywhere that we can let our little light shine, we let that shine. Because when people see children, youth, perform in the way they do, with the respect, with the structure, it's a wow. It's a wow effect. Wow, that's really great. And by doing that, that's how we let our light shine in with demonstrations. So even at the red carpet, my students will be doing a demonstration, like a 5-minute demonstration right before the movie. But yes, Bridgeport does get a bad rap. I'm really tired of seeing such negativity in the with Bridgeport. So for any time there's something that's positive that happens, we would love to let that shine. And this is huge. This is really positive. A red carpet, Best Film International, local talent, students from Bridgeport Public School System, and plus some charter schools, a local martial arts school. Yes, let's let that little light shine and bring some positivity over Bridgeport.
And what's your vision for Bridgeport?
Well, it's Bridgeport is making some moves. It's up and coming. So the more that we can shine and touch people with what we do, the better the community becomes. The more people like myself, community leaders that get involved with the community, help our youth, put them in a better position, the better that community comes, the better the city becomes, and the less negativity is shown. There's a lot of good programs here. A lot
Yeah.
of good programs.
And would you say you got, you learned this in the military, or was this something that you were brought up with in your house, or through martial arts, or all of it?
I would have to say that it started in the home, because my father's a retired police officer from Stanford. So when I went into the military, I actually went into military police as a career, but I didn't. So anyway, it definitely starts in the home. It made my military experience that much easier because of the discipline I learned in the home, but it actually enhanced it. The military definitely enhanced it. And then actually being in martial arts before going into the military, I was already introduced to the discipline aspect. So it just compounded. After the military, college, I kept moving forward in such a way that really led to where I'm at today. So it plays a great part.
Wow. Well, it's so inspiring, and I hope for the world's sake that you take this on the road and make it, I mean, not that Bridgeport doesn't need you, but imagine the, like you said, one light. If we can each light someone else's candle and spread this, what you're teaching, like I could just see the world, children being, in a, not that they're in a bad place, but in a more empowered state,
Right,
more
absolutely.
leadership, confident in themselves rather than making trouble because they're bored, focusing on what they can create in a powerful way.
Or too much social media, because that's one thing that's really, affecting us quite a bit with the children and the devices and not getting out enough, staying home. So we want to give them some physical activity and experiences other than just on the device.
Right. Okay. And if they want to find your martial arts, is it the same site or do you have a separate site for that?
Well, it's www, and you for short you could just put PMAFA, PMAFA.com.
Okay. And then they find you.
Yes.
Okay. And if they want to, if they're from Bridgeport and they want to enroll.
Well, not just from Bridgeport. We got Stratford, we got Fairfield, we got our surrounding cities. So it's the greater
Okay.
Bridgeport area. So definitely it's open to anyone.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you for, what you're doing for Bridgeport, for the children, for the world. Really
Thank
appreciate
you,
it.
Hillary, for
Anything you,
having me.
yeah, anything you want to say in closing?
I just really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to share this, and I hope that people see the opportunity to come to this red carpet. It's a great movie. It's January 31st, Friday, 7 o'clock. The doors open. Come dressed and ready. We'll be there, ready to take some pictures and experience an awesome movie.
And give autographs, right?
Autographs too. Yeah, I guess
All
so.
right. Thank you so much, Demetrius.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching this episode. I started getting real with Hillary when I discovered that I was a people-pleasing, pleasant phony and wanted to be more of my real self. We can grow together. If you will like the show, subscribe to my channel, and share this episode with your friends and family so that we can have a world that's more real.